under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Thursday, October 26, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Chuck Lee up in St. Ignace. Randy, Garden Peninsula in the UP is full of windmills, a beautiful place that's been completely ruined by this green energy agenda. That's east of Escanaba. He comes back. Yes, Fayette. Garden Peninsula, are you kidding me? I love Garden Peninsula. Every time we're in the UP, we have time. Vicky and I always turn south, left there off of US 2, heading west towards Escanaba. Garden Peninsula. Windmills? Are you kidding? I haven't been up there forever. Pat texting in says, yes, Mulkey is between Millersburg and Rogers City. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just, this blows me away. I cannot believe it. Don down there in Livingston County where they're fighting it in his tiny little Tyrone Township. Residents need to show up at every one of these township board and planning committee meetings across the state. We had 100 people at our last meeting. The township then canceled the next two meetings. You know why? Because people are ticked off. You know, bring your pitchforks. This is insanity, people. And they don't want to hear it. Why? Because they're being dangled all this money to their townships from the subsidies coming from Lansing, Washington, wherever the heck they're coming from. These green groups pushing this crap in these townships struggling to pay the bills. How are you going to pay for 9 days of early voting next November when you can't even hire poll workers to conduct the mandated, now constitutional, mandated 9 days of early voting next November? You can't do it. You don't even have enough poll workers, old folks with gray hair that come and get paid, what, $25 a day, whatever the heck it is? They need more money. Fire departments, police departments, schools, roads. So they come in and dangle this green woke agenda money in their faces, and they want to get this approved, and they want to do it in the dark of night where nobody's coming and protesting at these meetings, hearing from the people. Do you know it takes more energy to make a windmill, to manufacture a windmill, install it, get it operational? It takes more energy to make it than that windmill is capable of producing in its entire useful life. You spend more energy to make the windmill than it's capable of producing. These people are idiots when it comes to understanding science. But yet they tell us we got to follow the science, got to follow the science. You guys are just completely mentally incompetent. Well, we're going to show up 2 weeks from tonight, Belknap Township, 7:30. Come join us. I'm taking pictures of every single one of those commissioners. This is unbelievable. We're going to get an update on the UAW contract settlements of this strike. Brian Panabaker joining us from Harrison Township in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. I loved that song because that meant I was coming home to Miss Vicky and my honey-do list. Joining us on the line right now is a retired Ford UAW worker, Brian Pannebaker, a good patriot brother of mine. We go back all the way to our days of passing right to work in 2012. Brian, I wanted to have you on the show to give us an update field report, what you're seeing and hearing about these proposed settlements. Michigan Talk News Network said that Ford is in the process of some type of settlement proposal agreement that needs to be ratified by the rank and file. But my question to you is, where are these contracts, if you know, and what information are you hearing as a former retired UAW worker?
Okay, Randy, thanks for having me on. Can you hear me okay, first of all?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Beautiful. I spoke to my former plant chairman, who's the highest ranking UAW local official at my previous local 228 in Sterling Heights last night. Where it's at right now, and this is just standard procedure with contract negotiations, the negotiating team has come to a tentative agreement. That means that the team that was negotiating the details of the contract agreement have agreed, and now they will take that to a vote. I believe it's going to be held Sunday night by the Ford Council, which is a council made up of people who's in the UAW international leadership who specialize in the Ford side of things. And if they approve the tentative agreement that the negotiating team has come to, then that they'll print up the contract and they'll send it out to all the locals, and it'll be put to a vote of the membership local by local.
Now, did he disclose any of the terms, conditions of the proposed settlement with you?
He was very tight-lipped about that because the UAW is and always has been a top-down organization, and the people down below, the international president and vice president, are not allowed to speak on behalf of the UAW, especially on an important issue like this. So he was very tight-lipped, but I do know reporters have gotten people to speak off the record, and I do know basically what the terms of the contract are, yes.
Are you able to disclose those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can. I spoke to a reporter last night from the Detroit News. He used to be with the Detroit News. He had changed media outlets. And what he got me was the general outline, the bullet points of the contract. And, I am familiar with them. Basically, it's a 25% base pay rate increase for the members of the bargaining unit, which is all the workers that work in the Ford plants that are covered by the UAW contract. And a 25% increase, 11% of that would be front loaded in the first year. And then the remaining 14% would be broken up over the remaining 3 years of the contract to total out at 25% over 4 years. Now, I have to say, Randy, that may sound like a shock to people who don't work for the UAW and they don't realize that those people really have been beaten up pretty bad. I'm not a big fan of the UAW or unions in general, but the unions have taken, the UAW has taken a pretty good beating over the last two or three contract cycles, and they combined with Joe Biden's inflation, which had peaked at about 10% at one point, they've lost purchasing power over the last 6 or 8 years. So they had to get a big bump in pay just to recoup what they've lost in buying power due to inflation. And then the 11% will handle that. And then the remaining raises, it only comes out to 3 or 4% a year, a little over 3% over the remaining 3 years, which is not even really going to keep pace with inflation. That's settled down, but it's still up around 4%, I believe. So really, I think that's a justified raise. I know it sounds like a big number, probably to your listeners, but I feel that that's justified. The main thing that they are getting, and I haven't 100% confirmed this, but this is what I'm hearing, is they eliminated the two-tier pay structure, which should have never been allowed to be introduced into the UAW contract. That all happened over on the Chrysler side. You know, Chrysler has been Mercedes and then Fiat, and now it's called Stellantis.
Right.
General Holyfield, who is the UAW International Vice President over there, he's now deceased. But when he was in charge over there, he was taking bribes, and it's a known fact the FBI was investigating him, and he allowed – he was taking payoffs, kickbacks from the company over at Chrysler, and they allowed two-tier wages, part-time temporary workers, all of those things got their foot in the door through the Stellantis side because General Holyfield, the vice president of the UAW, was taking bribes over there. But they eliminated that two-tier structure, and that in general.
Got it.
Thing also, I believe.
Got it. Brian, do me a favor. I'm going to do a test here with you. Do you see those three dots over in the bottom right corner of your box where it says more?
Let me...
bottom right corner, three dots.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Click on that.
Yep.
Go to audio video settings. Go down to your microphone and switch it. Pull down that window of microphones there and see if you see MPOW MC. I'm going to do a test with you right now because you dropped, your level dropped a little bit on the studio board, and I want to see if we can fix it. So go ahead and pull down microphone and go to microphone MPOW HC. Click over to that for me.
Hey, Randy, I don't see it. We should have done a sound check.
No, that's okay. That's okay. The sound check is good. I had you loud and clear when we first started, but for some reason it just dropped. And it could be internet related. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything on my end.
All right, we'll check it after we go off the air here at 11:30. I'm going to disconnect from the studio, and we'll do a sound check and see if we can get this fixed.
Sure.
One last question I have. Now, this is for Ford only. I just want
Correct.
To make sure I'm completely clear on this because we still are dealing with GM and like you say, Chrysler, formerly
That's
known
absolutely
Chrysler.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know how many plants have been affected by Ford, your fellow workers at all these various plants? You're, of course, from Harrison Township. You worked at Sterling Heights in Macomb County. But how many plants have been affected by Ford Motor only, if you know that number?
Are you talking about how many were struck?
Yes.
I believe it was three. And the big killer was the last of those three, which was a Kentucky truck plant. And that's their big moneymaker. They have thousands of employees there, and they generate the bulk of Ford's profits every year. And when they struck them a couple of weeks ago, that really put the boot on the throat of Ford Motor Company and may have got that last little couple drops of blood out of Ford that the UAW was looking for. Now, long term, this is going to hurt the auto companies, Randy, because combined with the EV mandates coming out of the Biden administration, I think they're on a path for bankruptcy again, just like they went through 15 years ago or so. And I think this, in the long term, this is going to hurt the auto industry here in Detroit.
Now, that is, I believe, isn't that Kentucky plant where the F-150 is made?
Yes, sir. That's one of the plants where the F-150s are made.
Kansas City, I think there's a couple others.
Yeah, I think there's three. I'd have to check, but
but
the Kentucky plant was a big profit center for Ford Motor Company, and that really hurt when they took them out. And you know, I mean, they put a gun to Ford's head. They squeezed a couple more percent out of raises over the life of the contract. But these labor costs being jacked up like this, combined with the EV mandates, are putting the auto companies back on the path to another bankruptcy in a very cyclical industry. And I think Fain may have cut his own throat here.
Now, on that basis, as a retired auto worker, I think you and others own stock in Ford. What would you say to the folks? What do you plan to do with your Ford stock? Are you going to sell it before this bankruptcy comes?
I checked Ford stock this morning, and it was flat, down a little bit, but basically flat. So that tells you right there, Randy, that this news came out last night around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the markets are not cheering it. So it's mixed emotions. I think it'll ultimately hurt the value of the stock, and it'll take a day or two for them. You know, this is a tentative. It hasn't been ratified yet. So let's wait and see what happens. But this week, if you watch the value of stock, Ford stock, which is around $11.50 a share right now, and it starts to trail off and drop, that'll tell you right there that the investors do not like this agreement. They know it's jacking up labor costs. And then, you know, the backstory is the EV mandates coming out of the Biden administration, not a good thing for the auto industry.
Well, you know, I was told years ago when I was at Dodge Truck over there at 9 and Mound, mm-hmm. that the retail sticker price of a vehicle is basically 50% labor and 50% materials. I don't know if that percentage is still hold firm today. But I mentioned on the radio, I took my 2008 Cadillac. You've been in my car, the DTS that I own.
Yes, I have. Beautiful.
I went to the Cadillac dealer, Sarah, in Traverse City, and I was sitting in the lounge where they were checking my brakes, doing a brake inspection for me. And I saw this beautiful four-door sedan. It was awesome. I forget the stupid letters. They got rid of the names. They're now, you know, letters. And I went over there and I sat in those beautiful, rigid, firm, beautiful smelling leather seats and that wood grain. And it was like, oh man, this yeah. thing.
You caught the fever.
Brother, I did. until I got out and I looked at the sticker, Brian, $110,000.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like, okay, wait a minute, 55,000 for labor, 55,000 for materials. They're pricing themselves right out of the market.
That's exactly correct. There's a storm coming down the road. I don't know how many years it'll be, but they're on the path. They're on the path to it right now. And big picture, long term, I don't like the way things are looking for the auto industry.
Now you just got a new Ford vehicle as well. How much was that unit that you leased or purchased?
That Ford Explorer that I am leasing was stickered at. I was really surprised. I thought it was affordable at $50,000, just a shade over $50,000. Still a lot, but I mean, people are taking out 7 and 8 year loans on vehicles now. And, you know, it's just, this can't go on forever, Randy. And
this is insanity, dude. 50 grand for an Explorer?
Yes.
How much are the F-150s up to now?
70, 75 for an Explorer.
How much are the F-150s going for?
Anywhere from, you know, base models in the upper 40s all the way up to, you know, people are paying, depending on what trim package you get with them, an engine, you know, powertrain and everything, you know, you can pay $90,000 for a pickup truck.
Unbelievable. My dad would be rolling over in his grave if he heard these numbers.
Absolutely. It's insanity.
It is. All right. Hey, we got to cut it. We got to cut it short. Yeah. My dad paid 25 grand for our house in Shelby Township. Unbelievable. Hey, Brian, can you stay through the news here? I'm going to do a sound check with you.
Absolutely.
All right. We appreciate Brian Panabaker, field report for the proposed settlement agreement with Ford's. Final half hour of today's show, Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.